Mississippi is breaking new ground for business at a historic pace. Amazon, XAI, Toyota, Milwaukee Tool, and GE Aerospace have all tapped into our deep talent pool, prime geographic location, and welcoming communities. This is bigger than megasites. Mississippi offers a thriving business ecosystem with affordability, greater collaboration with energy partners, and record-breaking speed to market. Looking to expand? Break new ground at mississippi.org.
With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Now back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
All right. Welcome to hour number two. Draft tonight. We're ready. The Atlanta Hawks, are they ready? What are the odds that the Atlanta Hawks, I guess the odds are plus 235 that they'll force a game seven, honestly. Just answer my own question right there. I was asking for like a percentage, but there you go. That's the
odds. You finally caught yourself. You've done that plenty of times. You know that?
I should have just wrote it out because it sounds better that way. What are the odds? Like, no, yeah, you know what? That's a pretty good idea. But there's actually odds on if they are going to force that.
There's a literal answer to your question. Yeah.
Prop day today. Prop day here for JP. Is he going with a prop? I'll ask you this question, Kevin. Is he going with a prop with the Celtics or the Hawks? Like, where is the prop coming from?
Hawks.
I think he's going Hawks. I do. Yeah, me too.
All right.
Yeah.
We're loaded on the Hawks.
Yeah.
Wait, but is he doing the same thing he did yesterday? Like, is that what I'm supposed to now?
No, because he just said it as a prop.
Oh, okay. He would have dressed it up differently.
Yes.
Okay.
But I do think he's going Hawk tonight. I don't think he's going Trae Young, though. Like, I don't think it's the top shelf guys. I'm going to leave out Trae Young, and I'm going to leave out DeJounte Murray.
I think he is going Trae Young under the 28.5.
All right, so now I'll play devil's advocate. Even though I think he's going with an Atlanta guy, we got to spread the love and spread the board out here. Let's go. Derek White 15.5 over.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm going secondary. What do you got, JP?
I'm taking Marcus Smart over the 12.
Oh, man. God. By the way, I'll give you 11.5 JP here at FanDuel. There you go.
Wow. Shop them numbers, sharp man.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to go. So he's going. I was close, too, because I thought it might have been a secondary option. You had top shelf. I had secondary option. What do you mean?
Don't do you were close, man.
I was.
You weren't close.
I mean, Trae Young is way farther away than Derek White there.
You know what? That's true.
Same team. Yeah.
But you did say you thought it was a Hawk.
I did at first, but then I had to play devil's advocate, and that was the right move, so there you go. By the way, I am taking Bogdanovich over 11.5 points tonight.
Oh,
I think we're getting that. Yeah, I think we're getting that. I do.
No Smart. Fear of DeJounte cutting into the minutes and the return to the lineup?
Here's my theory on that. You're going to have to worry about Trae Young, DeJounte Murray. Bogdanovich actually had a nice series. Had a couple games where he's in the high teens, low 20s.
Yeah.
I just think being at home, I like those other guys where if he can stroke it, he's had multiple three-point shots in every single game that he's made.
Yep.
I just think it's one of those, Kevin, where it's like, you know what? I don't think I get hurt by this one. I'm like, hey, man, what the heck? He didn't even get in. He scored 2 points. I just don't think that. I think if he gets it rolling early, a couple triples, I think he could do some damage. So I think that's going to work out. But what are you expecting tonight, by the way, from the Celtics Hawks? Blowout, easy start.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, game seven. Like, what are you expecting?
I'm expecting a big Tatum night. This is going to be a really tough game for me to watch tonight. I have all these series wagers that have been going so well, and I'm so nervous.
The door's cracked open.
Yes.
Yeah, the door's cracked open, which means you're supposed to win, but it should already be closed.
I have Tatum to lead the series in rebounds at 10-1 as a 6-rebound lead going into tonight. I should be fine. But you never know. I have him to lead the series in made threes. He's got a 2-point shot over two made over Derek White, 3 makes over your boy Bogdan and Trae Young. And then it's only a $5 free bet, but hey, you'd rather win than lose, right? I took a shot. If you remember, we were talking about this on air together. It was after game two on Trae Young to lead the series in total points, which all of a sudden, Trae Young now leads this series in total points, 12 more than Jason Tatum. So I'm hoping I can bring that in. Again, it was only a $5 wager on a 20, I think it was a 21-1 ticket, but again, I'd rather win than not. So I'm trying to stay optimistic, but I just feel like I'm bound to lose one of those numbers somehow tonight.
Yeah, and the way I'm actually looking at it, too, is the 7 seems like, because I don't know how, and granted, I've been around this game a long time. You see that 7, and you're reading and going, boy, that's a Celtics line. It really is. But it's hard to say, hey, look, they just went to Boston without one of their top two players, fought hard, came all the way back, and your superstar hit an unbelievable shot to give you the win to go back home. Now your secondary option, DeJounte Murray, is back. Trae Young is healthy. You're getting a little bit of good vibes there from your home crowd. I see the 7. I say, like, just as a fan, like, how do you pass up the 7? Or is it going to be one of those games where it's like, hey, man, Boston just went toe-to-toe. And I'm not talking about, hey, Boston was up 10 at the end of one, 25 at the break and ran away with it. But one of those where it's like arm's length the whole way. Boston by 5 at the end of the first quarter. Boston by 7 at the break. Boston by 8 after 3. It's like, man, we're right on that number here.
One of the things that I am a very big believer on, I know people feel like, oh, the universe doesn't control these things. When trends become very common knowledge, they tend to blow up. Mm-hmm. And one of the trends that was becoming talked about ad nauseum was, oh, man, you know, when it comes to betting in the NBA and playing the postseason, everybody that wins covers. Everybody that wins covers. Everybody that wins covers.
Just pick the team that wins, Kevin.
Yeah. And then also what happened? We had a night where there were, you know, 3 double-digit favorites on the board. None of them covered, right? One of them lost outright. It absolutely could be a game that Boston wins close and the 7 factors in. 7 is a lot of points for a team to be catching at home with their season on the line.
It is. You're right. Like, there's a legitimate chance that the Hawks can just win this game outright. But my goodness, if we're having a feeling like Trae Young and DeJounte Murray don't play in the fourth quarter because of how badly they got beaten, it's really hard to comprehend. And also, when are you actually out of it getting 7 points with the home team on elimination, right? Should be playing all the way through. Hour number 2 in full effect. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moneyline here in the afternoon, Thursday edition. NFL Draft Edition. If you want to get involved, you can. 844-843-6879. It's Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Wall, SiriusXM channel 159. By the way, news outside of the NFL and Major League Baseball. How about women's sports? Louisville's Haley Van Lith commits to LSU, K-Dub.
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I gotta be honest, that's one... That might have been the only school that would have got that reaction out of me. Where if it would have been UConn, I would have said, yeah, of course she did. Yeah. Wow, that's pretty big, Donnie.
Yeah, it is. Like, women's basketball, and it's kind of wild because way, way back before I was even born, and college football is a way bigger deal than the NFL is. Why do I have a feeling like next year's college basketball season will have a lot of eyes on it that typically it's, hey, UConn just reloads and they went 36-0. Like, there's a lot of good women's basketball teams, but again, the rich do get richer there. You're still going to have Iowa there with Caitlin Clark, but now Van Lith goes from Louisville to LSU, and that's just going to add some steam there. So another top-flight team, it looks like, ready-made for a run at a championship. But it is interesting. We're talking women's college basketball outside of basketball season.
Yeah, I think it's – man, I mean, how does the men's game stack up for next year? Well, you've got Bronny, right? Mm-hmm. You've got some
returners.
Where
is he going? He chooses
still, still undecided. Still undecided.
When does he have to decide by? What, like,
I don't
know. Now, hold on. Are they?
Oh, no.
He's a senior, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, so I got an issue with that then. Yeah.
Why? Because
they're way past signing day. They're way past signing day.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so why are we not making a decision here?
Like at the McDonald's game, I think he was one of at most two, if not the only guy that was not yet.
But why? Like again, what? Give me like LeBron James has the ear of every. I know they do that, but why would he like? Because it's not like, hey, you know what? They didn't have a chance to take all my trips. Like LeBron could fly him out on a Tuesday on a private jet and go wherever he wants and answer any questions front and center with any coach. Like, why are we delaying this? He knows the school, the couple schools he wants. Is this just for clout at this point? What would it be for?
I think it's for clout. People are going to eye roll this, and I get it. But is it not fair to say that Bronny's decision is... There's a lot more that needs to be... Donnie, he's a celebrity. Is that too far to say? He's a celebrity? He's got a commercial. He's got a Nike commercial.
Like, he does?
He does. Well, actually, I think it might be a car commercial. He's got some... he's got a commercial that's on television.
Put it this way. For me, if I saw just a commercial with a guy in it and it was Bronny, I wouldn't actually know who it is, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
No. Yeah, okay. I wouldn't. Like, unless if I was looking for it, yes. If he was wearing like a basketball uniform and some sort of like exchange, maybe. But if you just told me like he's selling a car on TV without using his name, I would not know who. What was the commercial? I think it was Kawhi Leonard and who was the rapper? Was it Jack? What's his name? Jack Harlow?
Jack Harlow.
Yes. I remember watching that commercial, which I believe Jack Harlow was in with Kawhi, and being like, man, I wonder who that guy is. Like, I didn't know who it was, honestly.
But I'm not even playing. You didn't know who Harlow was, or you didn't know who Kawhi
at the
was?
Time? No, I didn't. Come on. That's pretty good, buddy. I should have made that bit. Like, I knew who Harlow was. I didn't know who the other guy was with the braids out here. That's pretty good. But no, I honestly wouldn't know. Like, if Bronny was in a Gatorade commercial where they showed, like, five different athletes and he came on the screen, I don't think I would have known who he is. And that's not even a bit. Like, I don't think I would have picked up on it. Because sometimes I see the commercials going, like, I wonder if they are athletes that they're using or who that actually is. And then, like, a LeBron will show up. Like, okay, it's LeBron but I don't know if the other three are, like, real athletes or they're just, like, in the commercial.
Stuff like that. Like, sometimes I'll see a commercial where you have someone that's on there. It'd be like a YouTuber, which, like, again, like, you're not going to recognize. That's not a slander. If anything, it's a compliment, right? But I'm like, wait a minute. Is everybody else in this a YouTuber then? Is everybody else here some level of famous that I don't know?
Who's the one YouTuber that's in the commercial that I recognize? What was he doing? He's got, like, yellow hair in the commercial. Heavyset dude, funny. Is that what he is? Funny dude. No, it's not Ninja. Funny dude on Twitter and on YouTube, where I watch his skits all the time. I saw him appear where nobody, like, who's that guy? Is that just an actor? Like, no, like, I actually recognized him. Can't remember the name, but you would say, I'm going to tell you the commercial. I'll look it up. You probably have seen it multiple times, where he's, like, talking on the phone with, it's a Google commercial, where it's like a Google
Drewski.
Translator.
Drewski.
There you go. Yes, Drewski.
Yeah,
yep. See, I couldn't remember Drewski his name, but when he pops up on the screen, like, yeah, I know that dude. Like, yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah, okay. Now, Drewski is elite. Drewski very tied to your boy Jack Harlow. Came up together. I don't really know
where
the relationship checks in, but, yeah, essentially Jack Harlow helped Drewski become famous, and I don't know. So there's some connection there.
All right, let's get to the phone lines. 844-843-6879. It's Chris from Austin calling in. You know where Austin, Texas is, K-Dub. That's down in Bijan territory. What's good today, Chris?
Oh, my friend, it's going all right, man. We had a lot of winners yesterday, the Reds the Yankees and that over and the run line with Arizona was all good. And I told you something was wrong with Milwaukee. Something, I don't know what it is, my friend, but something is going on in Milwaukee. Badness. Maybe it's the coaching, you know, people. Man, right? And it kept giving up those big leads. And the Lakers had better be careful, right? The Lakers aren't good enough to give a game away. And I think last night they almost kind of just gave the game away, man. So it's kind of disappointing in that effort that they had. And they're not good enough. They're just not good enough. And I wanted to talk about the draft. Man, I'm not a big draft guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But – yeah. Your guys' book have Bijan at 12.5. My book has Bijan at 10.5. What do we do with that, DRS? Kev.
Ooh.
Hey, Kev.
K-Dub, sound like a middle?
I mean, I don't know if that's – what are the odds, though? Like, what are you getting on him to go over 10.5?
I think it was minus 110 over, minus 120 under. No, or reverse. Minus 120 over, minus 110 under.
Well, at least they're actually giving you.
I think that's what it was.
10, 11, 12. Huh.
Yeah.
So
that's what my book had.
Talking about it, man. I don't really. Like, Atlanta shouldn't make that type of move. I don't know if Philly should make that type of move, Donnie. But I don't know where he's going if he's not going in the top 10.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he falls. I don't. I have. If I had to ask you right now, where does Bijan Robinson go? Top 10 or after top 10?
After. Like, what's your take after?
Really? There's not enough smoke to get him in the top 10? Or is this one of those where the NFL beats you down and goes, pah! You idiots out here. We've been telling you. We hate running backs. You actually thought a back was going top 10? Like, is that what's going to happen tonight?
Yeah, like, can't
by the way, thanks for the call,
it?
Chris.
Yeah, great. Have a great phone call. Like, where it's just, because he's on the board at 15 that people are just like, whoa, what just happened here? Like, I thought, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's, do you really think the Eagles are going to draft him?
No, I don't, but I want them to. Like, you know, like, the fan in me knows, like, a smart move would actually go for, like, if a true, very good tackle falls to you, defensively or offensively, it's the right move. But the reason why I'm not just getting all, like, you know, I was about to say, marked out on getting just a running back is because I do think that the Eagles are on the precipice of absolutely dominating on offense. And if you throw a guy like Bijan or Gibbs in the lineup, per se, right? And we're just talking Bijan mostly. And that's a lineup, if they stay healthy, elite offensive line, wide receivers, tight ends, and now you have that running back. So who are you actually defending or game planning for at that point? Right. That's why. Because I don't think you can go wrong. Hey, Skoronski's the pick at 10 for the Eagles. It's a smart play because he'll probably be a long-term effective player. But the pick that you're getting for him is you go, well, hey, if Lane goes down, well, what do you mean? If anybody goes down, what is that? If Jalen goes down, why did you make that pick? Do you see what I mean? Like, you can play that all the way through. Or what happens if Lane goes on playing another 5 years? Well, now this guy doesn't see the field for 5 years? Like, that's the one thing I worry about. If you're in the top 10, you can't be thinking about, let me get a guy who can fill in at multiple spots. You need to be thinking like, ooh, plug and play, great player at this position.
Yeah, I hear you. I also think there's so much smoke around the Eagles moving up. I think that they want an edge defender is what
they
I
love
think
edge
needs
defenders.
To be factored in, you know?
They do. They love edge defenders. We love phone calls. Get involved. 844-843-6879.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's get to it here. Will Anderson, minus 200 when we started the show, K-Dub. Minus 175 now.
To go second?
Yes. Are we panicking about this? Is this really happening?
I mean, I still think it seems like it's going to happen here, but it's not strong, right?
No,
minus 100 isn't strong.
No. C.J. Stroud plus 125 to go 3 overall. Paris Johnson Jr. plus 430.
What do you think about the fact that C.J. is plus 125 and everybody knows Arizona has no interest in taking him?
Yeah, that means Arizona should do the smart thing and trade out. That's what we're thinking about here. That's what I think should happen.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, pal.
Oh, I can't stand you. I'm trying to say is the fact that the odds are basically so positive a trade is already happening.
Yes. Yeah. No, and that's what's supposed to happen there. So that's where we're going. Trades. Uh-huh. Now, the thing you should be able to do is bet on trades. Can you not bet on trades anywhere?
No, I'm surprised.
Like, shouldn't that be it? Yeah, like a live thing
on day one or something like that.
Like, hear me out on this. Like, you do, like, live drafting, like on the FanDuel Sportsbook. Pick 3 comes up. It's like, okay, you can have the option to go running back, tight end, linebacker, trade out, like, is one of the options. Like, I think that would be awesome stuff.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Yeah, I get it. But obviously they're not too interested in doing stuff like that. I don't know why. But that's,
I don't know. Maybe it's too hard. Too much inside information where you,
first overall pick. Like, imagine how many refunds they would have had to do if that was, like, who will the Bears select, and it was Bryce Young
trade.
Minus 1,000.
Yeah, that would be crazy. Phone lines here heating up again, 844-843-6879. Gary in Texas calling on a Thursday here, draft edition, right here on the grid. What's up, Gary?
on that much, but we're back to back from Texas. That's how we roll. I wanted to mention just a little bit, you know, about your best team in baseball. But before I do that, I do want to thank, you know, the most biased, you know, sports reporter, you know, on the network and anywhere for showing up to work today, Kevin Walsh. I'm glad you're here today. Yes, I do want to thank that. Now, I know. You weren't here Tuesday and Wednesday. I know you're going to tell me, but I work Saturday. Okay, well, I'm going to give you Saturday. Yeah, Saturday you got. Yeah. But, you know, Sunday, I mean, you know, it's Sunday. I mean, tape delay and stuff. I mean that's like a tree falls in the forest kind of thing. You know, if nobody's there to see you there, were you really Saturday. There?
Sure.
Sunday numbers rocket ship. Just ask our Friday radio approach, baby.
I guess it is. I listened to you on Sunday, but I thought I was the only one. But I do want to mention just a small little bit about the best team in baseball. Of course, the Houston Astros, and I am the most unbiased sports bettor. But anyway, now there's a lot of disagreement there, but let's talk about that Tampa Braves series. Keep in mind that Christian Javier, Framber Valdez didn't pitch in the series. Jordan Alvarez stayed in Houston for the whole week. Chaz McCormick's still injured, and Jose Altuve, he's doing something. So we proceeded to beat them two games at the end, and they 20 innings in a row with no runs. But that's not really what I want to mention. And I have receipts on this network talking about Hunter Brown last year. You lost Hunter Brown yesterday, and this doesn't even happen much in no-hitters. For his first six innings, two balls went to the left fielder, the ground balls. They were singles. The center fielder fell asleep, and the right fielder didn't bring his glove. But what I'm telling you is that every out in the first six innings was not past the infield. Most of them were strikeouts and groundouts. There was not a fly ball until the seventh inning, one fly ball by Hunter Brown. That's pretty dominant.
That is.
You know, when you can do that to a pretty good hitting team, I think.
Yeah, ground balls and strikeouts are the way to do it, certainly in professional baseball at this point. Don't let that ball get in the air. What happens? You can't hit any home runs. Any ideas tonight here for you, Gary, in the draft? Any upsets? Any guys you're looking at tonight? What do you got?
Well, I mean, I'm not a Houston Texan fan. Really, no one is. But, you know, for them, I guess they're going to take Will Anderson, but the odds might be changing a little bit because they would do better to just trade that pick to somebody just for anything. Because you can get Will Anderson at four, at six probably. So I think that maybe the odds are changing a little bit because maybe there's a trade maybe in the works for some other team, which I don't think they need to trade either because they know that Houston's not taking a QB because we have about 14 spots to fill. And even if we had Bryce Young, that's not going to win seven games next year. Bryce Young might win us four or five games. So they need to get a quarterback next year and try to fill some stuff this year. And I don't really care about Houston Texans anyway, but that's what I would do.
There you go, K-Dub. Everybody in agreement here, including you.
No, but he just literally, at the end there, gave the insight as to why it probably won't happen, which is, despite the fact that it makes sense to trade, it's not that easy when everybody goes, yeah, well, you're not drafting the quarterback anyway. Hang up. Draft your defensive player. We're taking the Arizona deal. I don't understand, like,
yeah, but you don't know who's on that phone, though, at that point. Man. You don't know. You can't
but
say you that you're not doing that. They might be, hey, I got four guys
offered.
On the phone.
Like
I got four calls right now.
Your analysis being, hey, come on now. If I'm the Texans, I would just get an extra first-round pick.
Yes,
like that's,
I would.
Of course you would. But that's not an option for the Texans, clearly.
Why not? How do you know it's not an option?
How do you know it is, though? You keep saying, look, man, just draft a quarterback or get
you got a guy like Ursay that is going to probably give you six first-rounders to get the number two. I mean, you don't even
Why?
Know what that guy's about because he's going to want, you
Ursay
know what, that picks up for grabs. I'm going to try him up.
For?
I got to make sure I get my guy because we all know that that draft is going to go who he actually wants to draft, not the football guys. I think they'll give up heaven and earth to move up there to
They're
get Will Levis.
They're not even going to move the Colts.
You don't think the Colts can go from 4-2?
They're not going to. The Colts
Why not?
Are going to draft at 4. Because the Colts like every quarterback, so they're not in a rush to move.
I don't know. We'll see. I think the Colts
You think
are
the
way
Colts
up.
Are going to move out of 4?
I do. I think if the word on the street is that pick is for sale and they want out and you get wind of multiple teams, including the Texans, calling up for that spot, oh, yeah. Uh-oh. I think they might get our guy. Yeah, we got to be on the move and get up here now. That's where I think it happens. And that's where it's going to be fun, because I don't think the Houston Texans should be drafted in that spot. I really don't. I just don't think it's going to happen. But again, we're going to find out tonight to see exactly what goes down. But that's just my read on it here. We'll see again. Will Anderson's still the favorite to go minus 175, which means that I doubt somebody is trading into number two to get Will Anderson, right? It's probably not what's going to happen.
No, no one's
if you hear a trade at two, yeah, if you hear a trade into the two spot, you're not going, yep, there goes Will Anderson.
No.
And if it happens, no, that would be madness.
Be hilarious, but it's not happening. And it would be the only team that's like trading up for Will Anderson is Philly. And they're not trading up to two for Will. Three, maybe. I think there's a world they trade up to three if quarterbacks things fall apart and whatnot.
Yeah, I can't wait. I need to see that two pick here. And hurry up, and don't take everybody 10. So what am I looking at tonight? Eagles draft to 10. Let's just say they don't move up.
What if they move up to three for Will Anderson?
2 hours?
How are you going to feel?
I love that. I love that. Yeah. That's a guy that gets on the field. That's a guy that gets on the field. Move me up to three, get Will Anderson. I'm on board with that. I said it already. I sent the tweet out, Kevin. As an Eagles fan, like, I know how it works. And Howie does have his, you know, misgivings, if you want to say, on the draft. He's had some nice draft picks over the past couple years. But generally, I feel like they outsmart themselves. You're at 10. You made this move with the Saints. You won that trade. Don't devalue the trade by trading out and going back to 19 to get a cornerback nobody's ever heard of and probably will end up being like Sidney Jones. Don't do that. You stay at 10 or you move up and get an impact player for a franchise that's looking to win this year. Don't trade out. I don't want to hear about how you got a third-round pick next year, and that's awesome. I don't want to hear any of that. If you stay at 10 and pick, I don't even care if it's Skoronski. Thank you. If you trade up, meaning going to 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, or 4, 3, whatever, love that move. Even if you get Paris Johnson, I like the aggressiveness on that. If you trade out of 10, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah, I don't think they'll trade out. I think there's a world they trade up, but I don't know what their range on the trade up is. I wonder if the Lions are listening with the sixth pick or if they're dead set on taking a cornerback at six, because I think, again, if those quarterbacks start to go, like, I don't see the Colts moving out of four, right? Like, they're going to need their quarterback, and they're going to want to get that done. Seattle, I feel like, is going to want to sit and kind of finish things out with whatever they've got lined up already. So I'm thinking, you know, you could very well see something based around, you know, 6, 7, maybe Vegas moves out of that spot there, because I think the Eagles are going to have to get in front of an Atlanta or something like that, depending on who the fallers are, of course.
Yeah, no, we'll see what happens. We're not getting any monster moves here late in the day, and rightfully so. When do you think some of these moves come, Kevin? Because word's going to get out on who people want a little bit later. Beat writers are going to get their hands on something from a team, from an agent, from a front office executive who's been tight-lipped for months going, all right, you know, I'm going to start to let loose now here. By the way, we're not drafting C.J. Stroud number 2 overall. See what I mean? Somebody's going to do that today, right?
Yeah, I guess the second pick will be the first one, because it's such a domino. It's such a domino to fall there, right? And I think the biggest question that we've been asking throughout this show, if C.J. Stroud goes 2, are the Cardinals stuck? Are the Cardinals sat there all of a sudden going, what do you mean nobody wants our pick anymore? What, Tennessee, I thought we had a deal. What happened?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, man, we wanted C.J. Stroud. I think Will Levis is terrible. You know what I'm saying? Like, it all of a sudden just gets blown up.
Slander. How about this? The popular draft combination here. 2 running backs and 5 quarterbacks drafted in round 1 plus 110. It's not a great price. Whatever actually happens there.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you go, oh, I'm getting plus 110 on Hendon Hooker to go in round 1. But I've seen mocks that don't put Jahmyr Gibbs in round 1. You know, it's like we know it's happening until it doesn't happen kind of thing.
Yeah. Like that. Bijan top 10, Jahmyr first round pick plus 160. Tasty. Tasty. Will Anderson to be a top 5 pick minus 950. Who else is on here on that?
Is it?
Paris Johnson plus 400. Now, we got a bunch of them. I want to hit this market here. For it to be a top 5 pick, where's the value? Come on back with us. It's Moneyline Thursday afternoon draft edition.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here, draft edition Thursday here. some fun stuff to talk about and include some of these fun bets you can make on the FanDuel Sportsbook. 2023 NFL Draft to be a top five pick. You can actually parlay these, Kevin. So you can have some fun. Will Anderson's a minus 950 to go top five. C.J. Stroud a minus 310. Then it starts to drop off. Levis minus 180. Jalen Carter minus 180. Anthony Richardson minus 160. Tyree Wilson minus 125. Then you start to get into the plus money options, which start at Paris Johnson at a plus 400. Witherspoon at 16-1. Gonzalez at 16-1. And Skoronski at plus 2500. Bijan to be a top five pick. 95-1, Kevin.
I mean, yeah, but he's not going to be a top five pick at all. Like, there's no chance of that, right?
You would think. But then again, who drafts fifth, Kevin?
Yeah. No, they're not taking. They're taking their Kenneth Walker.
I don't know. I mean, you say right now, you sitting in that up in Seattle, Washington, at that practice facility, and Pete, and they have a head coach that's going, you know what? Hey, Pete, who do you think we should take? Gosh, man, Bijan looks great. What do you think about that?
No, I don't. Here's the thing that does bother me with those markets is that they won't offer the no. It really bothers me, you know, because they should. They should. It's supposed to be parlay material, though, but then they don't even hang everybody to where you can, like, actually make a legitimate parlay. Like, the market's a little frustrating in my eyes.
So if you went Anthony Richardson, Jalen Carlin, Will Levis, 667 all to go in the top five, which you're banking on Carter, right, being the fifth overall pick, somebody trading up for Anthony. That actually doesn't sound – does that sound too bad?
What are you getting on the payout? Right?
Levis, Carter, and Richardson. Oh, wait, why does it have a – oh, hold on here. Wait a second. Might have been an extra – 293, yeah. There's an extra in there that I clicked the button by accident.
Just another guy?
Exactly. So, yeah, it's plus 293 for those three guys that go.
Yeah, but I don't think that's a winning wager because I don't think Carter and Richardson can go in the first five picks. I think it's an either-or thing.
Now, how about this one? Bijan, Tyree Wilson, and Will Levis. 267-1. What do you think?
No, why do you keep throwing you know he's not going in the top five, Bijan.
I mean, it's Howie Roseman.
Now, if he trade, no. I'll tell you this. My whole indecision on Bijan is one of those is fine. He trades up to go get Bijan, we're going to have some problems.
Let me see. We're going to have $5. $5 brings you back $1,339. $50 brings you back $13,000.
Send me the five.
I'm believing that Bijan trade. I mean, there is hashtags going around here in Philadelphia, Kevin. Bijan or bust. Hashtag Bijan or bust.
Yeah, I mean, I believe that those are real hashtags, but how many of those people want them to trade up for him?
Me.
Come on, you don't really want them to trade up for a running back, do you?
But see, at my age, like, I just want some excitement, man. Like, if you're...
You don't even care anymore.
It's not that I don't care, but it's you have to know what's going to take place. Like, again, if the option is this, we're going to give up an extra second-round pick to go from 10 to 5 to get Bijan Robinson. I'm like, ooh, man, that's interesting.
Yeah.
But if the difference is we're going to take the 10th pick and trade back and get a second-round pick and go back to 21 and take a guy I never heard of, that's not going to help the Philadelphia Eagles this year. That's why. Because it does. Because you're not, again, you're not supposed to be in this position if you're the Eagles. You're not supposed to make the Super Bowl and get a top 10 pick and then also have your original pick at 30. It's not supposed to be that way.
Let me ask you this. Would you rather they draft Bijan at 10 and the guy at 30, or whatever they do at 10, but I tell you they get Jahmyr Gibbs at 30?
It depends. Like, who's the guy, though?
And what guy? 10. You don't know that information. But you're going to walk away with Gibbs. And then they do something different. Whatever else happens.
Yeah, I could deal with that.
With
yeah. Like, if you didn't have... No, they didn't make any trades. They ended up with player A at 10. We don't know who that's going to be. But you got Gibbs at 30. Yes, I would take that. Sure thing. Sure thing.
Me too. I think if you're Philly, you can sit there and be like, all right, you know what? We got to get up to 26. We'll go get Gibbs right now. And we'll give up a fourth-round pick to go up there and get him. You know what I mean?
Makes sense. Yeah.
Like, I think that would work. I think that would work if you're the Eagles there to go and get Jahmyr Gibbs, where you can do some damage in the top 10.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Hear me out on Howie Roseman. Trades out of 10 and 30. How about that?
I can't imagine him trading out, though, with all the smoke around them trading up. Like, how would he manage to do that?
I don't know. Oh, they were all lies, and I did that for the smoke screen. We just wanted to set, because the thing that makes it interesting here is the Philadelphia Eagles, Kevin, they have 12 draft picks next year. Like, what? Yeah. You can't just carry them around. Do you remember all the time you joked about, like, the Boston Celtics? Like, look at all the picks they have. Who cares? You got to turn them into players. Hey, I got 17 second-round picks. So what? I have eight round ones. So what? You got to turn them into players because, you remember, we're going to stack up ammo because we want to go after Kevin Durant. Yeah, well, Kevin doesn't want to come there. Oh, that's fantastic. What did you actually get out of those picks now? Nothing. Do you see?
We're trading for Anthony Davis.
We don't want your picks. Like, what are you doing, Danny Ainge? Like, are we going to sit on these? Because you got to turn them into players. So that's the thing that I look at most. By the way, quick updates here, Major League Baseball. A delay in that Marlins Braves game due to rain. Pittsburgh, 6-2 final over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Another victory for them. And some low-scoring action here in Philadelphia. 1-0. The Phillies have the lead in the bottom of the seventh inning here. So a low-scoring affair. And then San Diego and Chicago, 1-1. That's a Machado home run, which I don't have here. And I see some people tweeting at me, which, again, it's hard sometimes to stay on top of it. One of my players that I picked, J.D. Davis, is not in the lineup, and that game already started. Didn't start yet. It's 3:45, but my bets are already in. So that'll just go down to, I guess, a couple straight wagers, I'm going to say, because I don't even think a round robin can happen at that point. So I don't even know how that gets graded with coming up. But I'll root for some guys to get some runs, but outside of that, I'm not even sure how that's going to land.
Out of curiosity, though, do you know what happened? Because you're betting day baseball. You were pretty confident he was in the lineup.
Yeah, but his numbers
checked in.
His numbers were awesome, but I was just rolling with, like, he should be there. But at the same time, I had to go in the air. Like, it was the last game. Said, okay, I think he's going to be in the lineup. I had to fire away. I couldn't, like, be on the air and be like, hey, let me just check this lineup religiously because the other game was starting. So it's almost like you're taking a flyer on that, and he's not in the lineup. So it does stink. I've had that happen before where it just turns into, like, a lesser round robin, but I don't even think it goes to round robin anymore. I don't even know how it's going to actually play out. So I'll let the people know at that point. Let's get to the X-Man here. He's on the phone. He's ready to go. It's a Thursday. How many 10-1s, 12-1 are we getting tonight, X-Man? Let's cash in some tickets. What's up?
I got something that could work.
Yeah.
And let me give a shout out to you and my man Kev up there, DRS Kev. Y'all doing a great job.
Thanks.
We going with the Minnesota Twins on the run line. We going with Jaylen Brown to get 30 points, Boston Celtics to win, and the Toronto Maple Leafs to win in regulation. It's 12-1.
There it is.
But I'm putting $20. I need $20. $20 gets you $250. Let's do it.
I mean, say no more. Say no more on $20 in there, K-Dub. We're in on that. 12-1 option. By the way, you get a blessing from the Pope right there, K-Dub. When the X-Man comes on and tells you you're doing a good job, it goes a long distance. That goes a long way.
I actually have to tell management that just actually happened, too. That way they – because that's kind of like the performance review.
Exactly.
Gives it,
like, they're listening right now. Like, there might even be a focus group listening in at this point, and you got extra points out of that. You know?
So. I do know, man. I do know.
Yeah.
I do know.
I like that, though. 12-1. Yeah. You know what I like, too? It feels like we always get it. What's the most common odds that the X-Man produces? 10-1, 12-1? It feels like it's in that range, right? It's nice.
Yeah. That's just how it lines up, man.
By the way, you know what I need tonight? You know what I need tonight? Let me give me a Maple Leafs loss up 3-1.
Really?
Let me give that. Yeah, so we can get the – we need the pressure ratcheted up because after round one, it doesn't matter anymore because the curse is they can't get out of round one no matter how highly they are favored over everybody. They're at home tonight. Like, that crowd is going to be amped up. But more so than the loss, give me a Lightning 1-0 lead like in the first 3 minutes. Like, let's just get the panic starting. They go, here they go. They're going to lose 3 straight games. That's what I need.
I don't have any reason to hate the Maple Leafs.
I don't at all.
And I feel like I'd rather see them win because I feel like it's become such a thing when people, they bet against it. They're like, come on now. You know they're not going to win. It's, you know what I'm saying? To where I'd almost rather try and see if it'll blow up in people's faces, kind of thing there. But
I don't know.
I don't hate Toronto that much. I can tell I am rooting against the Bruins, though. That's for sure.
I think we always like it's. I don't know if it's just because of the regionality, because Boston doesn't like Philadelphia, Boston doesn't like New York, and likewise there. But it's always like amped up even higher. Like the tough Super Bowl, right? If you were saying to yourself, was like, oh, who do you want to win? Well, I want the Giants to win the Super Bowl, but I damn sure don't want the Patriots to be unbeaten. So it's like, best team ever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even, you know, that's a tough one to sort of swallow.
That one personally was easy. Because I hated the Patriots, especially, like, you know, one of my first true football memories was the Eagles losing the Super Bowl to the Patriots, right? Then I have two brothers, and I am close with my brothers, and they're Giants fans. So I was like, I'll just root for the Giants. Like, that was easy for me. You know what I'm saying? Where just be a good brother, which, you know, I knocked out of the park and got involved.
No, you see, your goal at that point is to agitate.
I'm not like you.
That's the goal. Well, I'll tell you this, Stuart. Yeah. I'll tell you a good story. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me just tell you this quick. Right. I came home to watch the Eagles-Giants playoff game, and you would have thought that it would have been like bloody murder. The game was so bad.
It was.
Like,
bad.
At the end of the first quarter, like, there was no back and forth banter yelling. Like, what was I going to bully them for 3 hours? Like, no point. No point.
I think this was I want to say this was 2000. Tampa Bay, before they won their Super Bowl in like 2000, I guess, 3 or 2002 was at that point. One of my roommates was a big-time Washington football fan, Commanders now, obviously. But Tampa Bay was playing them. They had a lead, and it was like, you know, all a bunch of buddies watching it in like basically an off-campus like house, 6 or 7 guys. And we just turned on them like midway through the game and were actively rooting the other direction. And they lost. And we took great joy out of his pain of like, villainous. I can't believe my team had a lead. We blew it. And we all turned into active cheerleaders for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going against his team.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's not a nice look there out of you. Yeah, that's always the weird thing because I told you that, you know, my house is on fire. Like, my dad's a Cowboys fan. I always want to watch them lose. And
I don't know how it works in there. I don't even know how it works in that house.
It's different. It's different around these parts.
I do respect that you're an Eagles fan. Don't know how in that household with all those different fans, but it is.
Yeah.
And now, when you, like, we talk about, like, we're an online show, we're always connected in here. Kevin, when you get an eyeball emoji, you got to know what that means, man. You got to know what that means, right? I actually used an eyeball today on Twitter today when Blue with the Ocean Resort. Yeah, I was like, hey, man, the eye's open. I believe the eye emoji is like, yes, there is a focus group that might be listening right now. I think that's what it was. See what I mean?
Yeah, there you go.
KW. Put on your best pair of pants, KW. Get a nice dress shirt together. Act like you've been there before. We got one more segment to go here on a Thursday afternoon. Let's bring down the house and give out some W's. We'll be right back. It's Moneyline on the Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
High risers, guys dropping. So, Kevin, last segment of the day here. Who dropped? Like, who is the guy that you thought would be going top 5 that doesn't even go top 10? Who is that guy tonight?
So I guess a month ago, like, a valid answer would be Anthony Richardson. If I had to give you the bold prediction, would be Tyree Wilson falling out of the top 10. And that would be the bold prediction.
My bold prediction, C.J. Stroud is the 4th quarterback taken and out of the top 10. That's where I'll go tonight.
Okay.
Trying to see if we can shake the leaves here at this point. Same game. Go ahead. Yeah, go.
Sorry. It just bothers the heck out of me that you can't bet that, Donnie. Like, that is a bold prediction.
Yeah.
But you can't realistically bet that in any way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It just bothers the crap out of me, man.
Yeah. I guess it's just hard the way they shape it up. Same game parlays this morning for me and Kevin. Murray to get 2 or more 3-point shots made tonight. Tatum to get 25-plus points. And Capella to get 8-plus rebounds. That's a plus 177. I fired away on that this morning. Kevin has Murray at 20 or more points. And Tatum at 30 or more points. That's a plus 152. Also, I'm going to go Bogdanovich tonight. I think he goes over 11.5 points, and the draft, I'm going to sit back and see what the Eagles do at 10 here. And also, just please make the first pick before the 10 minutes are up. K-Dub, where are you going tonight?
Yeah, look, for me, you know that I'm obviously, like I've said, locked in this Celtics-Hawks series with some series-long wagers. Hopefully some of you out there are along for the ride and rooting those in. The draft stuff, the thing that you and I think both really talked about, maybe there's still some value on, would be that over 3.5 wide receiver bet.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do your shopping.
I do. Yeah.
To make sure you get the best of the odds. But there really should be 4 wide receivers taken in this opening round.
There you go. JP, where are you at tonight?
Yeah, let's take Marcus Smart over the his points total, and then how about this whole NFL draft to suck?
Wow, plus 100 on that. Yeah, that's what I'm getting out here from the streets. That's the way it is here. Another entertaining show on a Thursday in the books. Moneyline, JP behind the wheels of steel, Donnie Wrightside along with Kevin Walsh. And if you guys aren't paying attention, like we've been hyping up, the grid is where it's going on tonight. The Ocean Resort in Atlantic City, live at 8 o'clock. Don't miss out. We'll be back tomorrow on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by 1 run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Save big money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes, from setting a post or pouring a walkway to installing concrete block or natural stone. We've got the mix you need in stock today. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by 1 run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, "Winning isn't everything." Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.